You know, we can deceive ourselves in so many ways, it's not even funny. I'll give you one example. So my air pressure light was on. Month ago or something, and I took my little pump. It's like it's one that I got at Home Depot. Has a long time ago, has a battery and rechargeable battery. So I took and put 35 PSI in all of them, and the light still came on. So then when I went and got the oil changed, they said the air in your tire is low. So I had this notification on my car. I'll get in the flow here in just a second. I'm just starting out. I'm trying to do this in less than 10 minutes. So I'm getting ready to get in the flow here. They said your air pressure's low. We're going to add the air. I thought, I just put 35 PSI in there. What was going on? That piece of equipment I bought at Home Depot 15 years ago, evidently the gauge is off. But I believed it. The gauge is off on the machine that I bought, the little piddly machine I bought 15 years ago. And I believed the gauge, even though the lights were there, everything was flashing, everything was pointing to the fact that the tire pressure was low. And also on my other car, the same thing was happening. So I had two cars where the air pressure was showing low, but my gauge on my machine showed it was right. So I took on that other car, I took and put it up to like 40 PSI and the light went off. So I had two cars saying, your air pressure's low, your air pressure's low, careful, careful, warning. And you could look at the tire and it was fine, but you know, you're gonna save gas if you get your air pressure right. Anyway, I had all the signs telling me to wake up, some air pressure, both vehicles. I had all the signs that my machine was not calibrated right anymore. There was the machine was not calibrated right with reality. Do you hear what I'm saying? The machine you're holding in your hand wasn't calibrated with reality. The machine circuit that you go around every day is not calibrated with reality. What is reality? Give out the gospel. Give out the good news. Jesus alone saves. There's one way. It's faith alone and the finished work of Jesus. That's reality. Because as you go around your circuit every single day, you're supporting the system. You're supporting YouTube. You're supporting BlackRock, State Street, Vanguard. Somebody's co-worker sent me a picture yesterday of last night, really, of a baby. Elon Musk, artificial wounds. I responded to her. I said, 666, Elon's a devil. And she did the thumb up or the heart or whatever they do. Whatever is on there, I don't know. But anyway, she's in agreement. And so it's like, okay, we got Elon, and we saw Trump working at McDonald's. And I Googled, who's the top owner of McDonald's? Vanguard, State Street, BlackRock. Trump worked at McDonald's a shift. I doubt he worked 8 hours, but he said he worked there a shift. It was maybe a 15-minute shift. But anyway, he went to McDonald's, who's giving you fake food. Hello. He's probably gonna win, because if you look at all the news that's coming across, he quit acting foolish. He quit sending the fake news test, even though the fake news text, even though we know it is all fake news. He sold out to the system, I think, just to get elected. Will he change back? Who knows? But my point is, you know, these comments like, this will be the last election. Bezos, you're going to be in hell. You're going to be in the sky working. You're not coming. You can't come to Earth unless you got credits. On and on and on and on and on and on and on. All these comments from these higher ups, these billionaires, tell you that they're part of the game. And you can see all the data points that it's a machine man game. And so without faith alone and Jesus alone, we'd have no hope. We would be tied into it as well. And so all these podcasters, these top podcasters, if I say something about going to Walgreens and getting some Tums or some Rolaids, they boot my video they delete my video. But if some of these other people talk about the C word and all these other diseases, they boot my video off and say, oh, the World Health Organization says this is a lie. But all these other people can say stuff and they're still on. Why? Because they're Freemasons. They're part of the system. They're Jesuits. They're part of the system. Those who are really awake are like somebody crying in the wilderness. They shut you down and they attack you and they got agents coming after you and all this stuff. And it's like, all right. See, they want to put you in a bubble that you go around the circuit, you go to work, you go home, you teach your kids the same thing that they taught you, and you don't like it, but they got to go to the school because you can't afford homeschool or whatever, and you just repeat this. They put you in such a box that you can't escape. And it just keeps repeating the circuit. And so while you're in this circuit, what can you do to fight it? Win souls. They will start censoring Instagram very soon, because all those people that have those shorts on Instagram are really giving out some truth about the food, the chemtrails, everything. They're giving it out like crazy. So I've got to shut them down. I can't believe Meta's allowing that, because Zuckerberg is the metaverse guy. He wants to shut everybody down and put them in a little box, a smaller box, you know, a 666 box. There's a box truck right in front of me. Everywhere you look, you're going to see the box. You're born from a box. The mama pushes you out of the box. You get indoctrinated into a box. Everything's a box. Box house, box car, box office, box truck, box train, Amazon boxes. Everything's a box. Denominational box. Everything's a box. And then when you die, you go back to the grave in a box. So what do you do in between? The only thing you can do is tell people how to be saved. That's all you can do. So whatever you're doing inside your little cube box, your little holographic cube, the cube, Jim Henson movie, just Google that, read it on the Wikipedia. Whatever you're doing in your little small circuit box, try to give out the good news. At most, you might have one or two good friends, but eventually they fade off as you grow. Most people don't. They get to a certain limit and they stop. They stagnate, and you keep growing. They usually fade off and disappear. Obviously, you know, they might come back later and have a lot of growth, but usually once somebody drops off from the growth, it's like you keep growing. Hopefully, exponentially, you keep growing. And you're like, you see through this matrix. You see through the dream. You see through the Kaleido land. You see through the simulation. and you become more aware of your own thoughts and your own, and you look out in front of you and you realize it was all just a machine to push you higher. Even though the devil was trying to knock you down, God allowed it to push you higher, just like Job. All that stuff that happened to Job, he couldn't figure it out. Think about being Job. That's what you're actually, really Job. You're all this stuff happening to you and around you, it's like, what? Why did that happen? What's going on? Just like the fake reality that I wanted to believe, that my air pump was calibrated right and all the signs were there, but I didn't want to believe it. So when I finally admitted it, I put 40 PSI in there instead of 33 or 35 or whatever it was. So the circuit that they put around you, they put you in, is fake reality. Yeah, the boss said if you don't work, you don't eat. Yeah, you gotta work. But most people you talk to do not care about truth. They do not care about real love because real love is based on truth. And they don't care about really growing because, you know, the face-to-face turning is to push the next person higher. So like a marriage, what is a marriage? It should be a companion that you and her push each other higher spiritually. Yeah, you might get ahead financially and get out of debt and build, you know, build some kind of life, but is it really a life that's permanent? No, it's temporary. And then you have all these memories that keep you down here. Your life is a vapor. Your life is a vapor. Your life is a vapor. All these memories you're hanging on to, they're all going away. It was all a show to get you into faith and to get you into truth. That wife, those kids, that job, it's all going to burn up one day if the person gets saved. Yeah, they'll be around for eternity, but most people are just fake. They're not real. They don't want truth. They don't want to grow. They're just stuck in their circuit, and they're worried about their next pocketbook or wallet or shoes. You hear people talking about material stuff. I gotta have this. I gotta have this. It's like you just walk away. I just walk away. I really don't have time for. I mean, you're actually rich. You can go down to Walmart and get anything you need. That didn't happen before. So you're rich and don't even know it. And so now that you're rich and you got everything you need at Walmart, why not, when you go to Walmart, hand out some tracts, you know, or talk to somebody or give out the good news. And the reason is, we already know the reason, because you go to Walmart and say something like that, they'll call you, say you're harassing them or something. Y'all know. I'm not telling you anything you don't know. I'm just bringing it to the surface. I'm just bringing it to the surface. All these memories that you're in, this little circuit that you're in, and I got all these people that actually, they're going to die in 100 years. They won't be remembered, and you won't remember them. You'll have a new body. You'll have a new reality. You'll look back at this, and this is like a dream. You'll agree with God. Once you're on the other side, you're going to agree with God. Hey, that was a vapor. It was just all those things I went through were just a tuning. It's like a tuning fork. Tuning the piano, tuning the instrument, your body. You are an instrument. You are a vessel. You are being tuned. Those people that appear in your life and then disappear and come up, and they, you know, I had a college roommate, I think his wife got cancer. I think she got healed, but usually it comes back, right? I don't know what happened with them, but it's like these people show up in your life and then they disappear. They fade in and they fade out. They fade in and they fade out. Fade in and fade out. That's holographic, people. It's like a movie. How can somebody fade in and fade out? How can you fade in and you fade out and you die? It's all about a holographic cube experience down here. But God, what the devil meant for evil, dropping us down in the cube. Eve dropped us down into time repeat, and time's even encoded in her own body, the 28-day cycle. So Eve dropped us down in time. Adam went down with the ship by choice. So Adam, in the first Adam, I'll die. And so we're in this cube, and we're just going around a repeat, and we think it's real. This steering wheel feels real, but it's just an object. It's actually a projection from the 5D as an object lesson. It's anything that's hitting your five senses are to hit you, to bring you back to your senses. The reason this steering wheel's got a little soft rubber, because if the spirit realm hit you directly, it would knock you down and destroy you. So there has to be soft dirt, soft clay, soft objects from a derivative from the spirit realm. Otherwise, it would pierce and hurt, and it wouldn't. It's got to be, the human is so weak. It's got to be soft. It's got to be soft. Your experience down here is a vapor. And I'm watching somebody right now. They go through the cycle and they just keep destroying themselves. They don't learn from the repeat. They can't learn from their mistakes, and it's blowing my ever living mind. How many times you got to go through that? I'm looking at it. And you're like, how many times you got to go through that before you learn your lesson? It's crazy.